I want to talk about some news that came out in regards to the foster care system here in Michigan yesterday. Perhaps you recall us talking about a lawsuit brought by a group called Children's Rights against the state of Michigan Department of Human Services for the caseload levels that we have in the foster care system. They reached an agreement yesterday to basically give the state a little bit more time to fix some of the problems in the system. And Maura Corrigan, who is now the head of the Department of Human Services, apparently is getting along pretty well with the people from Children's Rights. They've agreed to give the state, again, as I said, some more time on certain aspects of this and to give them more time to hire more people to reduce the caseload in the foster care system. But not everybody is happy with this. Some people suggest that the suit, while well-intentioned, because Michigan's system is indeed not a great system by any stretch, they're looking at the wrong things. And one of those people is a man named Richard Wexler. He's executive director of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform, and he joins me right now. Mr. Wexler, welcome to the Craig Folly Show.
Thanks very much. It's great to be on.
It was interesting reading the news of this agreement between the group Children's Rights and the state of Michigan over the foster care system. You know, one would think that everybody is satisfied with the progress being made here. The first post that I saw at the bottom of this page came from your organization. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, your thoughts on the original suit that was brought by Children's Rights against the state of Michigan. Were they right in challenging the state?
Well, in terms of saying that the Michigan foster care system was dreadful and badly in need of reform, they were right. And they usually are right in the targets they choose and in discussing what the problems are. The problem with the group that calls itself Children's Rights is that they are all wrong on solutions. They are focused entirely on, quote, making foster care better. But the only way to fix foster care is to have less of it. The key to any reform is curbing the needless removal of children taken from everyone they know and love. Children's Rights routinely ignores that.
Okay, so I understand that. So let's talk, though, about the merits of the original suit. I mean, let's talk about Michigan's system. One of the big issues that Children's Rights and a lot of other people who are involved in foster care issues was the caseload that state mm-hmm. workers are working under. They have made a bunch of new hires here in the state in an attempt to address that issue. I mean, are you satisfied that at least on that front, some progress is being made?
No, I am not.
Okay.
The record shows that if you simply go on a hiring binge and bring in a whole bunch of new caseworkers without changing the way you do business, all that you wind up with is the same lousy system, only bigger. The new workers further widen the net of intervention into families. They take children for less and less reason. You will see more cases probably like the notorious Mike's Hard Lemonade case or the case of Marianne Gotboldo. So the new workers chase after the new cases, and they still wind up with high caseloads. It's the same lousy system, only bigger. Had the same funding been used to hire family preservation workers and prevention workers, then you could have curbed the caseload by keeping more children safely in their own homes.
Mr. Wexler, do me a quick favor. Tell me what you mean by, keeping the family together. Because I know your organization advocates for more family involvement. If a parent is deemed incapable of caring for their children, you know, your preference is that they go to a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or somebody else within the family, correct?
Well, there are two issues. The first question is, does the child need to be removed at all? You know, the common stereotype is of a parent who is brutally abusive or hopelessly addicted. But far more common are cases in which family poverty is confused with neglect, and other cases fall in between. Since the harm of foster care is inherently so great and the trauma so severe, the best option is not to take away the children in the first place. But what Michigan has done under this terrible settlement is divert money from programs to help keep families together into that caseworker hiring binge. Now, if it is not possible to keep the child safely at home, then yes, by far the best option is placement with a relative. Study after study shows these placements are better for children and safer than what should properly be called stranger care. But thanks to the settlement, which requires every relative to comply with 10 pages of single-spaced, arcane, hyper-technical licensing requirements that are geared to middle-class strangers, thanks to that provision, at least 1,400, probably well over 2,000 Michigan children have been expelled from the homes of grandparents since this settlement was reached. And nobody is tracking what's happened to them.
My guest right now is Richard Wexler. He's the executive director for the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform. We're talking about an agreement that was reached between a group that had sued the state, a group called Children's Rights, had sued the state of Michigan over the way that they are operating their foster care system, alleging, again, that they were woefully understaffed and not doing a good job, especially when it comes to cycling people out of the foster care system. And I want to get your thoughts on that issue, because one of the things that they've been given a little bit more time on under this deal is coming up with better plans on how to help people who do indeed age out of the foster care system. What is your organization's take on how that should be handled?
Well, I'm sorry to keep coming back to this, but the only way to really get at the problem of so many young people aging out of foster care is to prevent so many from ever aging in. Of course, once you've done this to them, bounced them from home to home, done all this harm to them, you should not just be throwing them out on the street at the age of 18 or 20 or 21. Of course, we have to ameliorate the harm as much as possible. But you know, there was a study done of this, study of young people, foster care alumni. It found that only 20% were doing well as young adults. So it's a system that churns out walking wounded 4 times out of 5. But here's what else they found. If you fixed everything wrong with foster care tomorrow, if you waved a magic wand and made the system perfect, that would improve these outcomes by 22.2 percentage points. Now, of course, that's worth doing. But understand, if you fixed everything wrong with foster care, you would simply be churning out walking wounded 3 times out of 5 instead of 4 times.
So, you know, is there a state in your mind that is doing a better job with this, that is, you know, showing us a path here?
There are a couple of places, and there is a certain irony in this. The state of Maine, not long ago, was as bad as Michigan. The state of Maine held children in more children proportionately in foster care than almost any other. They completely rebuilt their system to curb the misuse and overuse of foster care, to reduce the worst kinds of placement, institutionalization. And the irony is, you know who did it for them? A guy from Michigan. A man named Jim Boer, who had been in the Department of Human Services. He was an official there. He tried to get DHS to do these things. They wouldn't listen. They weren't interested. So when the state of Maine needed help, Jim Boer answered the call. He helped transform child welfare in Maine. Harvard's Kennedy School of Government named the Maine Child Welfare Transformation as a finalist for its Innovations in American Government Awards. It could have happened in Michigan. But this is an example of what I call the Michigan child welfare brain drain. There are other really good people who have worked in DHS who get so frustrated by their lack of interest in helping families that they leave and go fix systems elsewhere.
Mr. Wexler, I'm wondering, though, if indeed Michigan has gone down this path and they don't seem to be intent on changing policies in the near term in regards to, some of the regulations for families. And I hear a little traffic noise in the background, which is fine. Give me a sense as to what could be improved within the current system that would at least make the system better in the short term.
Okay, for starters, at a minimum, Michigan should pledge to stop stealing money from family preservation programs to fund the foster care system. The original settlement and the new settlement have a clause saying you got to spend a couple of million dollars more on helping families. But what Michigan did was they stole that money from other programs to help families. At least stop doing that. In addition, there are procedural things the courts can do. Michigan judges took part in an anonymous survey. And they were asked about a provision of federal law that says before you tear apart a family, DHS has to make reasonable efforts to keep families together. The judge has to check a box on a form saying they did it or they didn't. 40% of Michigan judges admitted that they lied and checked the box saying DHS had made reasonable efforts when the judges themselves didn't believe it. So getting the judges to tell the truth on this would be a good start. And you could eliminate the practice that has just been revealed in Michigan, where although Maura Corrigan, who runs DHS, says, oh, well, a judge has to approve every removal, It turns out in some cases, those are not the real signatures of judges. They're just rubber stamps.
Well, we'll have to leave it right there, Mr. Wexler. We appreciate getting your reaction to this news and to get your perspective on this, because the foster care system, I think, is confusing to a lot of people that aren't directly involved in it on a regular basis. So we do appreciate hearing from you today. Thank you.
Well, great. Thanks very much.
All right. My guest has been Richard Wexler, Executive Director of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform.